Part 3. Left-click on these words to hear a sound file of Part 3. How to increase the chances of getting published if you are a beginner and have no special qualifications that would influence an editor. In the following paragraphs, there are a number of ways that a beginner might be able to get his or her work published. Some of the methods presented are quite realistic, other methods are quite expensive, and some of the suggestions would be of a modest amount of help in getting published. Submit your work to small publications and work your way up the ladder. One of the most realistic ways of getting published is to submit good articles to small local publications, such as college newsletters, club publications, local newspapers, small magazines, etc. Some of these publications might have a readership of a couple of hundred or less. The smaller the size and the poorer in terms of money, the greater the chances of having your work published. However, these publications usually cannot pay for an article. Those that can pay will only give a tiny amount, which would not justify the time investment from a financial perspective. Of course, people submit articles to these small publications for non-financial reasons. However, by starting with the smallest publications, it might be quite possible to graduate to larger publications over a period of time. The earlier material that was published can be used to persuade editors of slightly higher levels to publish your work or give you a job writing. Thus, beginners can very possibly work their way up the ladder from the smallest to the largest over a period of years by showing editors their published work. This is a very important principle, and if it is combined with prolonged study of writing in one or more specific specialized subjects, such as journalism, psychology, sociology, the hard sciences, it is likely to lead eventually to a financially successful occupation. Realistically, such an endeavor would probably take years to achieve, which is true of most professions. Incidentally, the dynamics described in the first part of the above paragraph, starting with a small publication, is based on competition that exists between publications. Each magazine is in effect competing for the writers they believe are the best. They will pay as much as they can afford to get the writers they want. The highest paying magazines will be able to attract writers who are famous or who have a long history of success. The medium-sized publications will usually attract writers with lesser status. The lowest level publications might accept any article that is well written, even if the person is a layman or a student, simply because they cannot compete for the higher status writer, who is too expensive for them. Start your own newsletter. Another way of getting published is to start your own newsletter, which is not necessarily a practical idea for all writers. However, it is easy to produce a newsletter on a home computer with word processing software. It is relatively easy to make several hundred copies with offset printing, photocopying methods, or even with a home printer. Of course, the difficulty would be in distributing the publication. This can be done more effectively if the newsletter is associated with a club or organization. It is relatively easy to start such a club in some college environments. This method can be quite feasible if there are a number of individuals working together on such a project. And of course, there is not likely to be any significant financial gain directly from such an effort, but it might lead to future opportunities that are financially rewarding, through the method already described. Co-author work with a formally qualified person. If you do not have the academic degrees in a field that you are writing about, the chances of getting published are reduced. The way to get around this is to write your article with an individual that has formal qualifications. For example, if you are writing an article on psychology, you can write it with a psychologist that has a PhD. In reality, you will probably be doing most, if not all, of the writing and research. If the basic ideas you are presenting are the result of your creativity, you will have to convince the formally qualified person that your ideas are valid. The formally qualified individual will check your work. He may make corrections or changes in relation to his opinion. He might modify your creative ideas or add his own to the text. Your work must represent his opinion as well as yours, because he is a co-author. When the formally qualified individual makes changes, you will most likely have the responsibility for rewriting the paper. This is not necessarily a negative, because most likely you have much more writing expertise than he. This is also a highly practical idea if you can find a qualified person that is willing to work with you, but there are some disadvantages to this idea. The individual with the formal qualifications will probably get most of the credit for the work. If you received money for the article from a publisher, part of the money would go to the formally qualified person that worked with you. In most cases, probably 1/4 to 1/2 of the money should go to the formally qualified person. The actual amount should be determined by the amount of effort and/or time he or she put into the article. A modification of the above idea, which is probably more appropriate for a book, is to use the formally qualified person as an editor. His name would have to appear on the work as an editor. This modified method would be probably less effective than the above, but you would get more credit for the work if it was actually published. Another method that is also related to the above is to have the expert, such as a psychologist, check and correct your work if necessary. Then have him or her write a letter confirming to certifying that your work is accurate from the perspective of the profession involved. If the article is submitted to a publication along with a certifying letter of accuracy, there is a better chance of getting your work published. Co-author your work with a well-known writer or famous person. If you happen to know a well-known writer or famous person, you might be able to persuade them to co-author an article with you. This would greatly increase the chances of getting published, especially if the person was truly famous. In the real world, it is highly unlikely that you could create such a relationship, if one does not already exist, unless you have some unusual qualifications. Famous people and writers who are well known are usually overwhelmed by offers. Submit many articles. The more articles you submit, the greater the chances of getting published. Sometimes it is simply a matter of luck which article gets accepted. If the editor happens to need an article of the type you submitted, he may decide to publish it. If your style happens to stimulate his interest, he might decide to put it in the next issue. Generally, only a small percentage of articles are accepted for publication. The percentage for people that are not famous or well-known writers are even smaller. Thus, the more you submit, the better your chances. Indicate a willingness to write or rewrite the article to fit the editor's requirements. Add a cover letter with your article, explaining your willingness to rewrite the article to fit the requirements of the magazine. This willingness should be emphasized, but you should indicate in a very subtle way, if feasible, confidence in your current draft. The cover letter should also try to sell the idea in the article, if that can be accomplished in a tactful way. Most of the selling will be done by the article itself. However, if you have any qualifications or have published some articles, it should also be put in this letter. This method is probably much better than sending a query letter if you are not an established writer who is known by the editor. Use photography with your writing when appropriate. And still another way of increasing the chances of getting your article published is to learn photography. If you can produce near professional quality photographs and use this material with your writing, you have a better chance of getting published. This skill will not necessarily help all types of articles. The skill is most useful in articles that instruct the reader on how to do something, such as how to build a bookcase. This skill might be useful also for some types of journal articles. There are certain types of experimental results that can be documented with photographic methods. Journal articles discussing microscopic entities will be enhanced by photographs taken through a microscope. Of course, such skills can only be developed with many hours of study and practice, which might be a good investment of time for some writers. Use computer sketching in your writing. If you can use a CAD computer aided design program or drawing software to make diagrams to accompany your writing, you will probably have a better chance of getting your writing published. This, of course, only applies to situations where drawings and sketches are needed to help illustrate the ideas in the text. This skill will probably be most valuable in writing certain types of articles for technical journals. Use the internet to advertise your work. There are a number of ways that published material can be advertised on the internet. One method involves a special service, which costs $300 to $500 a year. If there are 100 or more orders for your work, which should be put in book form, the material is published and the author receives 20% of the money earned from the sale. Unfortunately, Advertising on the internet is equivalent to advertising on your home telephone answering machine. It is highly unlikely that many people will log into that specific number where your book is advertised. Publish the articles yourself. Another way of getting articles published is to publish them yourself in book form. There are publishing companies that will publish and distribute your work for a fee. There is a chance that the books will sell at a profit, but it is not likely that this would happen in most cases. However, having a published work might facilitate a person's career, which could lead to financial reward. Unfortunately, this is a very expensive option. One company, Vantage Press, gave me an estimate of approximately $15,000 for 500 to 1,000 copies, which included distribution costs. Article writing as a business, is it possible to make money selling articles? The answer is it is possible, but quite difficult unless you can develop an established reputation as a professional writer. If you are perceived as some type of expert, your chances are better. This was already discussed in the preceding paragraphs. The fees that are paid for most articles are rather modest, roughly from $75 to $250. Some publications even pay as little as $25, and there are some that may pay more than $250. The major magazines, which are highly selective, may pay established writers $1,000 to $3,000 for one article. Keep in mind the length of these articles can range from a few hundred words to approximately 6,000 words, with a rough average of about 1,400 to 1,800 words. There can be a considerable investment in time writing articles in the precise way needed for publication. Also, many of the articles are likely to be rejected or require a major revision before they are accepted by an editor. Much of the time investment will be spent trying to sell articles, which can involve mailing out hundreds of letters to publications all over the United States. A considerable amount of time will also be involved in studying the style and type of articles published in specific periodicals. The cost of postage, telephone calls, computer supplies for writing, and the purchase of periodicals will further reduce any profits that are made from any successful sales. However, according to Duane G. Newcomb, as his ideas were expressed in his book A Complete Guide to Marketing Magazine Articles, it is quite possible to make a business from selling articles. The primary idea is efficiency. Newcomb suggested that you figure an hourly rate by estimating the time it takes to write and sell an article. To make a satisfactory income, you would have to develop a considerable level of efficiency, which could involve producing 30 or 40 articles a month. He recommended that most of your sales should be aimed at medium-sized publications, as opposed to the few major magazines. The major magazines pay considerably more, but the articles they demand often require much more time to produce, and there is a very high probability that your article will be rejected. The idea is to focus on the markets that pay much smaller fees, but there are a large number of such publications. They are much less selective than the major publications. Articles for these publications can often be produced in a few hours, if you are an experienced magazine writer. If you are not a published writer, your primary goal must be to get published, and not to think about efficiency or money. Then after you have published a number of articles, then your focus should switch to efficient article production and sales, with an emphasis on a good hourly rate of financial return. Under the following headings, there is additional information that can be used to develop the business of magazine article writing. What are the different types of informational articles? There are a number of types of informational articles, some of which are presented in the following list. The general hard science article. This is any type of article that deals with technological or natural science. Examples are articles on astronomy, biology, chemistry, nature, physics, and technology. If you have a degree in any of these fields or can work with someone who has a degree, these articles can be a good choice to write for possible sales. General social science article. These are articles that deal with human behavior science, such as anthropology, sociology, and psychology. Ideally, if you are writing in this area, you should have a degree in the field or be working with someone who has. Self-improvement articles. These articles teach various ways of improving oneself. Examples are articles on applied psychological principles, better methods of communicating, physical exercise, social skills, and weight reduction. Once again, you have a better chance of selling these articles if you have a degree in the field or if you are working with someone that does. Health articles. These articles deal with health problems and methods of maintaining good health. If you can work with a physician when writing such articles, there will be a better chance of getting published. How-to articles. These articles explain how to do something, such as how to build a table, how to improve your multimedia computer, how to bake a cake. These articles can be quite short. If good quality photographs are provided, the chances of selling these articles are better and the amount you get will probably be greater. List articles. These articles give a number of ways of improving something, such as 10 ways to improve your health, 5 ways to improve your writing, 8 ways to improve your income. List articles can also be quite short and relatively easy to write. The technical article for the amateur. These articles deal with technical subjects, such as computer technology, photography, electronics, mechanics, etc. Technical articles for professionals. These articles are written for professionals. They contain information on experimental research, the development of new theories, and critical evaluations on previous research. The articles in this category may become part of the established literature, which can eventually appear in textbooks. Generally, there is no fee paid for these articles, but getting such articles published can advance your career. Articles for trade journals. These journals are in certain ways similar to the above, and sometimes the professional journals are even considered to be trade journals. The distinction is articles that appear in most trade journals are not the result of experimental research. They are essentially articles that relate to a trade in some way. A fee is usually paid for these articles. Providing photographic material will increase your chances of selling your work to these publications. Photographs will also increase the value of your article. Business articles. These articles deal with problems of business, management, economic, and other factors that can affect business. Writing many articles from the same information. It is possible to write a number of magazine articles from the same information. This technique is outlined in detail in the Handbook of Magazine Article Writing, edited by Jean M. Ferdet, 1988. For example, if you write an article on problem solving for a family magazine, you can produce a second article on problem solving for a business-oriented publication. The lead and slant of the various articles produced with the same information is, of course, different. That is, the articles must be written to meet the needs of the publication that you are sending the manuscript to, but the article can contain essentially the same information you use to write other articles. The advantage of this technique is a saving of time. Once you have mastered the knowledge to write a specific type of article, such as an article on problem solving, you can write a second, third, and fourth article in much less time. The saving in time is important for those who engage in magazine writing for a living. The technique simply means making more money in less time. A modified version of the above is to add some additional data to the information you already use to write articles. For example, if you have written several articles on problem solving, you can add some information to your knowledge about problem solving and write a new set of articles, such as how to solve very difficult problems.